It's been almost 140 years since Henrik Ibsen wrote A Doll's House, his forward-looking play and one of the theater's most compelling emblems for feminism. In a version by Simon Stevens, now at Arden Theater Company, the play still traces a woman's unsure path to liberation, though WHYY's Howard Shapiro says it's less compelling. He offers this review.
The great Norwegian playwright Henrik Ibsen wrote in Danish, the standard language of Norway in the 19th century. The Arden is using a recent version of A Doll's House by Simon Stevens, a Tony Award winner, for his adaptation of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime a few years back. The language Stevens uses is more modern than other translations, but the overall result is a weaker play. The husband of the house still patronizes his wife Nora with names like Skylark and Bluebird and Little Hamster. Yuck. And Nora still reacts with a smile, even though she's not childlike at all. She's borrowed money illegally and secretly a while back in order to provide a treatment for her then ailing husband, and she's still paying it off. This new version softens some dialogue that would help us understand the character's motives, and that would make them feel more genuine. Terence J. Nolan's pleasantly swift staging with an indisputably talented cast works for the first half, but the play slows down considerably after intermission, when its steam should be gaining constant pressure. That's especially true just after this key scene, when Torvald finds out about Nora's secret loan and explodes, and Nora insists on explaining her feelings about their marriage to her husband. They're played by Catherine Powell and Cody Nickel.
When I was a little girl, my father told me all his opinions, and so I inherited those opinions. And if I ever had any other opinions, then I hid them from him because they would have made him furious. He called me his doll. He played with me like I used to play with my dolls. Then I was taken to your house.
What kind of expression is that?
An accurate one.
Is it okay to do something you know is wrong in order to achieve something you believe is right? That big question in A Doll's House overrides any of this version's weaknesses and makes the play always relevant. Its feminist side comes famously toward the end, when Nora makes an unorthodox decision that liberates her, and that involves questions of right and wrong as well. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.
A Doll's House is in performance at the Arden Theater Company through March 4th.